Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is the Jazz Queen along with Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Terry, what's going on today?
I'm doing well. I know there's some football games on, and I'm sure you are all engrossed in the TV.
Not right now, but it is on. It is on.
Okay. All right. If you'd like to join us in the chat room here on Talking Smooth Jazz, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com and click on James Johnson's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. If you'd like to call in and speak with our guest, the number is 646-716-5485. Mike and I welcome our guest today. He is a saxophonist. His name is James Johnson, and his CD is called A Figment of My Imagination. James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And meet my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
So James and I were having a conversation before we came on, and he had just got home from church and was telling me about the service today, and I was asking him if he was in the band at church, and you were just getting ready to answer the question before the intro started, so please continue.
Oh, yes. I'm a part of the band at Grant Worship Center AME Church in Austin, Texas, and we had a fantastic service today. It was Youth Sunday, so, you know, the pastor did something a little different, and he actually preached from a boxing ring. You know, the title of the message was "The Battle Is Not Yours, It's the Lord's."
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he talked about, you know, how a lot of times we try to take things on ourselves and stuff when what we should do is pray about some of the things and relieve some of the stress, because, you know, there's a lot of too much stress nowadays.
Definitely. Now, as a band member, do you play only the saxophone or do you play other instruments?
I play other instruments, but at church I only play the saxophone. Of course, I use, you know, keyboards and stuff like that to, you know, create some of my original music
mm-hmm.
stuff. But growing up, you know, I grew up in a church. You know, and so, you know, I learned to play the drums. I played the organ for a youth choir. I played the bass, you know, and used to sing. But, you know, the singing part, I got got disenchanted with that because sometimes I would forget the words, get caught up into the music and stuff and
mm.
totally forget the words.
So
kind of gave that up.
Okay. Now, I read in your bio that your father was the one that got you started playing the saxophone.
Well, he was one of the main supporters. My mother was the one that actually got me started playing the saxophone. You know, basically what happened was the church that we attended at the time, they had like a little orchestra. You know, I was an athlete, child athlete. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I was always gone playing basketball or running track and stuff. And the times that I would be home on weekends and stuff, you know, the orchestra, the little band would play. And my mother always wanted me to be a part of that because, you know, she couldn't attend all of the games because sometimes they were out of state and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was something that she could watch. So she kept on me about it. So I decided to choose an instrument. Flute was not you know, I guess at the time it wasn't manly enough for me, although there's some great flute players that I met. But I chose the clarinet because it was small. And from there, I switched from clarinet on to the saxophone.
Okay. Now, was anybody in your family a musician? Did they play instruments? Did they sing?
No. Nobody else in my immediate family did that. You know, my father can sing and mother can sing a little bit, but, you know, they don't do it, you know, professionally or anything like that. And my influence was just being able to do it and do it well.
Okay. Now, I'm really intrigued by the title of your CD, A Figment of My Imagination. Why did you title it that?
Because the whole CD is based on, well, at least this part of the CD, is based on true stories.
Okay.
So, you know, when you write the music and you experience the stuff, it's kind of easy to come up with titles because of your experience. That particular title song was based on I was over in Europe and was attending a banquet. And I'm married, and I was with my wife. And, you know, so while sitting at the banquet table, a young lady from across the table blew a kiss at me, someone that I knew, but, you know, we had never had any words, you know, that, you know, there was any interest and stuff. And plus, I'm a married man. You know, so she blew a kiss at the same time my wife was actually looking at her. So she turns and looks at me, and I turn around looking around trying to figure, that couldn't have been for me, you know. So she's fuming, and I actually ask her, I said, did that just happen? And she said, yes, you know, angrily. And but she knew that, you know, there wasn't any hanky-panky or nothing going on, because she had been watching that individual, along with her friends had been watching to see our interactions. And she know, you know, I was not in trouble, to say the least.
Okay.
So in other words, you know, but that was one of those moments, you know, that happens, and it's like, did that really happen? You know.
Okay. So, well, let me welcome a couple of guests to the chat room. Joe from Germany, welcome all to the chat room. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, so now the CD, A Figment of My Imagination, is an EP. There's only 5 songs on the CD. And
right.
Are you working on a complete CD? Will that be finished this year?
Yes. I released the EP, the 5-song EP, because, you know, I pretty much did most of the stuff myself. I actually want to have the full CD with the live band members and all that kind of stuff, you know, happening. I just couldn't do it, you know, in the time that I wanted to get it done, get it completed.
Okay.
Get something out there, so.
Okay. Now, who's working with you on the CD?
It's pretty much me, along with I've had a guy by the name of Derek Hicks, and he lives in Austin, do some of the key stuff, you know, because my keyboard playing is okay, good enough for somebody that can really play the keys to get a good idea of what I want, and then they can run with it.
Okay. I'm looking at the cover here. And now, the cameras in the film, are you into photography?
Oh, yes, yes. I do
okay. Pretty
much everything, you know.
All right, so you designed the cover?
Designed the cover, printed the cover, did everything.
Oh, see, there you go. And, you know, the musicians these days, artists these days, they all have to be you have to be everything. You wear many hats, you know, you're your own manager, your own booking agent, your own, you know, everything. So you're designing your own CD covers and all of that. So that's cool. That's cool. I really like this, too, with the film and the camera on it. I really like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have to give thanks to Photofunnia. I actually contacted them because they actually had a template, and they said that I could use their little template. And I put my picture in there and, you know, was able to come up with that. You know, sometimes, you know, with with music, you have to be creative, and sometimes with your marketing, you have to be creative. So, you know, you use the tools that's available.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay.
Now, you play multiple instruments now. How many do you play?
I really only play the saxes now, other than the keyboards, because, you know, back in the day you used to have to play everything, but now with keyboard synthesizers you can kind of synthesize the other stuff. But I have played bass, drums, the organ and the keyboards, and of course the saxophones and clarinet.
Okay.
And I also play a wind synth, so, you know.
I'm sorry, you play what?
A wind synthesizer.
Okay.
Kinex one that, you know, emulates other sounds. You may have seen, you know, people like Mike Phillips and stuff use it. It's called the Iwi. Play that also.
Okay. Yeah, we know a couple of artists that play that instrument. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to get to some music, and I am going to start with the title track. We are talking to saxophonist James Johnson. His CD is called A Figment of My Imagination. If you would like to call in and speak with him, 646-716-5485.
Thank you.
Right. That was the title track from James Johnson's CD, A Figment of My Imagination. Now, James, how long have you been playing? I'm sorry. Let me take you off of mute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Off and on, it's been pretty close to 30 years.
Oh, really? Okay. Now,
yeah. So
why did you... Given the music industry today, you know, the challenges that the artists are going through in terms of getting their music heard, getting exposure, why did you decide to put out a CD?
Well, because people for years have been asking for me to put something out. You know, every time I play somewhere, people would always come up to me and say, well, do you have a CD? And mm-hmm. a lot of times your credibility comes from actually having a product. You can't go into a lot of places and get paid a decent wage if you don't have a product, you know. And sometimes a product is what supplements your lack of pay.
Oh, now, that's interesting because I think that's the first time I've heard that. I've heard where artists are not really taken seriously if they don't have management, but not because they didn't have a CD.
Well, management is a part of it also, but
yeah.
A lot of times if they don't know you, because, see, I've traveled a lot, so a lot of times in cities that, you know, where I live, for example, mm-hmm. like Austin, I've only been here 3 years.
Okay.
I actually came from the Washington, D.C. area. Had I still been in Washington, D.C., that probably would have been the case. But here, you know, people don't know me, so if you have a product, automatically, you know, they think that you're actually, your career is actually going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, that's interesting.
Now, moving to Austin, Texas, being in the mm-hmm. music industry, did you kind of look at that as far as this going to be a good spot to land as far as musically?
No. Actually, for me, D.C. would have still been better because a lot of my friends that lived in other places, you know, like Ohio and some actually moved from D.C. to L.A., and they're now back in D.C. You know, a lot of people that I used to play with in the past and people that I know, you know, they're all back there in the D.C. area right now. So Austin, I actually came here as a result of some medical issues and stuff, and this was the best place to treat the condition that I had. And, you know, thank God it's been 10 years ago, but, you know, I loved it when I was here and decided to move here. My wife actually got a great job in the Texas area, so, you know, it was a good place for us to move to, to further her career, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, okay, you've been in the business for 30 years. Do you remember the very first song that you played?
Oh, yeah. The very first song I played was in church. And it was, I believe it was Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm, good memory.
Yes.
Good memory. All right. Well, this is again, it is a 5-song EP. It's called A Figment of My Imagination by saxophonist James Johnson. And I'm going to let you pick the next song, James.
Okay, Michigan Avenue would be a good one.
Okay, tell me about this one.
I have a friend who is a police officer in the Washington, D.C. area, and he lived on Michigan Avenue. Basically, what happened was he challenged me to write a song on the spot. He had just built his studio in the basement of his home.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted me to write a song on the spot to test out his system and stuff like that. So I actually wrote this song in 2 hours.
Okay.
Well, that is crazy. Now, when you were in D.C. area, you said Michigan Avenue. I kind of chuckled because I know that that's the Riggs Park area. Is that the section of D.C. you lived in?
No, I actually lived in Virginia.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but my friend, you know, he lived in, I lived in Springfield, Virginia, in D.C., you know, which was kind of a real good spot, which is not really in a city, but close enough that I can get to, you know, the Capitol and the White House and all of that little area within 20 minutes.
Right.
All right. Okay, this is Michigan Avenue. Michigan Avenue. That is from James Johnson's CD, A Figment of My Imagination. Now, James, you had mentioned that this CD, you know, the title comes from a story, that the CD is telling a story. What is the story that you want everyone to know?
Oh, the figment of my imagination that, you know, sometimes, you know, we, you know, run across situations that are surreal. And sometimes, you know, those things that you imagine, you know, are actually real stuff, you know, and not really figments of our imagination. Because, you know, sometimes you work towards something and it just seems like the struggle is exactly it, a struggle. And then when you actually face with it, sometimes people, you know, you don't really believe it's actually happening. So, you know, that's basically, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to know what you thought of the music business today.
Well, the music business today is so wide open, you know, not having to totally depend on record companies to make a living, record companies to support you in living your dream or vision, and not have and being able to have ownership of your own product and not have someone else tell you what you have to do, otherwise you'll be dropped from the label, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's still a struggle, but I think it's a little bit more open for the little guys to try to do something and get their names out there.
By little guys, you mean?
You know, people like me that haven't, you know, just starting with their CD and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to, you know, make a decent income from using, from all of the years that you spend practicing, you know,
yeah.
to hone your skills and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Now you can actually do something and, you know, not get paid, you know, peanuts for it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now my question to you, James, is, mm-hmm. you know, the CD is an EP, but now we have CDs that only have maybe, you know, at least 8 tracks. Why not just make it a full-blown CD instead of, you know, just the EP?
Well, sometimes it's time, and then it's individuals that you want to have on a project because, you know, musicians are worth getting paid, you know. And sometimes, you know, when you don't have a big record label or have the finances to finance your project, sometimes you have to do smaller things, you know, mm. and wait till you get the right people with the right frame of mind, you know, to really make something great happen.
Mm-hmm. Is Sweet 8 Records your label?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then are you, you know, in the future, are you looking to add artists to the label or is it just going to be you?
Well, yeah, I'm looking to add artists to the label, but it's pretty much a private label right now. Some of the people that I work with, you know, they're doing their own projects. And, of course, you know, if they need somebody that's already, you know, paved the path for them, you know, I will invite them to be mm-hmm. a part of the label, one of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not actively seeking people to add to the label right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. The next song I want to play is called FM 1626. That's an interesting
okay.
title. Tell me about that one.
FM 1626, I live in a subdivision of an area called Buda, Texas. And it's on the southern end of Austin. And in order to go anywhere from where I live, I have to go on FM 1626. And it's a, you know, one of those shotgun highways, you know, and it's long and winding. And it just takes you to the major interstate. And, you know, in order for me to get to Austin or San Antonio or anywhere, I pretty much have to use FM 1626. So I wanted to write a song that some writing music, you know.
Okay. All right. This is FM 1626 from saxophonist James Johnson's A Figment of My Imagination. right, that's some good writing music right there. FM 1626 was the name of that song. You find that on, yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Find that on James Johnson's CD, A Figment of My Imagination. So now, James, you are in the Texas area, and I noticed on your website that you are performing, you know, at church. Are you performing in any local clubs in the area?
No, I don't really do clubs too often, but I will be playing at the House of Blues in Dallas on, I forget the date, I think it's the 7th of October.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Do you ever come home to D.C. and play anywhere?
Actually, the only time I've ever been, the times that I go is normally when I'm booked to do weddings. I actually have a song on my website. Someone actually hired me to make a smooth jazz version of the wedding march.
Mm.
And I actually get hired to go places just to play that song. So the last time I was there to play for a wedding and to play that song. You know, so, you know, it works out pretty good, but, you know, I never put that song on a CD. Just people that come to my website, you know, they hear the song and they just love it.
Okay. Well, tell everyone what your website is so they can go and hear it.
My website right now is Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com.
Okay.
/ and it's my nickname, JASZ. Jazz.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I want to get in the last song so we can get all of the songs played. There's two more songs here. Situations.
Yeah.
Tell me about Situations.
Yeah. Okay. Situations, the muse for that was I was actually thinking about, love and dating situations,
mm-hmm.
and how they actually affect your future,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the choices that you make a lot of times in dating situations, you know, have an impact on your future situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, don't we all know that to be true? Yes.
Sound like you have some experience.
been there, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, without getting deep into it, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Okay, this is Situation.
Thank you.
right. That was Situations from saxophonist James Johnson's A Figment of My Imagination CD. All right, so James, let everyone know where they can find your music.
It's pretty much on all of the major web retailers, iTunes, eMusic, actually on Reverb Nation. I actually have a store on Reverb Nation. I guess the best way to find my music would be to just Google saxophonist James Johnson, and I've got about four or five links, you know, right on Google.
Okay. All right. And if you're in the Texas area, definitely go check him out at the House of Blues you think it's next month, right?
Well, it's the 7th of October.
The 7th of October. So definitely go check him out there at the House of Blues. If you are in the Texas area, we have any Texas listeners, definitely check him out. And let him know you heard the interview on Talking Smooth Jazz. And check the brother out. You know, support the artist. We're always talking about supporting the artist. We support this one as well. As well. All right, James, anything you want to add? You want to, the listeners to know about you and your music?
Nothing other than, just come to my Reverb Nation site, reverbnation.com. J-A-S-Z, that would be the name. That would take you directly to the site. And, just leave me a comment or, just give me a shout-out whenever you can, and continue to support smooth jazz music.
That's right. And you can follow him on Facebook. And are you on Twitter?
Yes. JASZ247.
On Twitter. All right. Follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. Good.
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, James, thank you for joining us. It looks like we have a phone call here. Let me take this phone call. Area code 512-689. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to say James Johnson, he's a great saxophone player. I do have the privilege of playing with him every now and then. So I want to just give a quick appreciation to the saxophone extraordinaire, Mr. James Johnson.
And your name, please?
Derek Hicks.
Derek Hicks is one of the gentlemen that was playing actually on the CD. And when we talk about the full project, basically Derek is kind of like the music director of the music directors.
Oh.
You know, so he's basically reproducing my CD with, the Derek Hicks touch. And we're trying to get this other guy named Curtis Dean, which is an awesome keyboard player, too. And I've had the pleasure of doing some work with him, and he is, really, really unique in his approach to music.
Okay. Well, welcome, Derek. Thank you for calling in.
I thank you as well. James, you have a good one, man.
All right. All right. Thanks.
When you said, "Oh Lord,"
I have fun. I'm having fun playing music. Anytime you play for this long, sometimes depending upon the people you work with, it can be a chore. But when you're around good guys and have fun, that makes it not even seem like work at all.
Well, you guys have put together a great CD. Derek is still on the phone. You guys have put together a great CD, Derek. So, good job. Good job.
Thank you. I want everybody who's listening to be sure to go pick up James Johnson Project, the full album, when it releases.
Okay. Is that going to be the name?
It's still going to be Figment of Imagination, but we've probably going to add quite a few songs that we co-wrote together and stuff like that.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, great job, fellas. Good CD there, Mr. Johnson. Congratulations to you on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you for having me on your show.
It's our pleasure. It is our pleasure. So definitely pick up the CD, everyone. It's called A Figment of My Imagination by saxophonist James Johnson. You can find him on Facebook, on Twitter, under Jazz247, and on Reverb Nation as well. All right. Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it for me.
All right. Well, gentlemen.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike, for having me.
Hey, thank you. And like I said, hey, man, you a DC guy, so hey, man, anytime.
Oh, okay. Mike, yeah, tell some of the folks you know down there that you know that you that I got a chance to holler at you.
Yeah,
because I know quite a few musicians down there, so you know.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you, James. You have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. That was James Johnson. Again, his CD is called A Figment of My Imagination. You can find that on just about, you know, the usual spots, Amazon and on Reverb Nation and on his website on Reverb Nation. Now, I also found him on a website for him on Wix, W-I-X, wix.com/JASZ247. You can also find him there as well. All right. Mike, do you have anything to add?
Nothing much to add.
Well, now tell me what's the score on the games, because I know you're watching the games.
Well, the Redskins won, but that's I'm not watching right now. So like I said, I'm not watching.
So the Redskins won. Well, congratulations to all of you Redskins fans for that win. Okay. Tomorrow night we are talking to Quentin Gerard. He has a brand new CD out called Before It's Gone, and I really like the cover on this CD. It's just his saxophone, but I like the way it looks. It's very simple, you know, and I like that. The back cover is, it looks like a park, so I'll have to ask him about that. It's probably a picture that he took, and this is a pretty good CD as well. So it's by Quentin Gerard W., and the CD is called Before It's Gone. That is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, thanks to those in the chat room, the guests, Joe from Germany. Thank you for joining us. I hope you all have a great Sunday. I'm going to close the show with the last song from the EP. This song is called The Conclusion from James Johnson's A Figment of My Imagination. Everyone, have a great day.
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.